This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, April 25th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Even though the public threat of ISIS has largely subsided in Syria, Christians still grapple with daily persecution that may become violent, reports International Christian Concern. Every Christian in Syria lives with the constant realization that Islamic extremists have not necessarily left Syria. They've just retreated into the shadows. As the Christian population of Syria has diminished due to the civil war, more and more Syrian Christians come from a Muslim background. This makes them additional targets because the government wants to ensure there is no social upheaval caused by religious conversion, and families and communities may reject, punish, or even attack Christians who convert from Islam. Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, explained how they helped.
ISIS was in there, and that means they were attacking Christian areas, and so many churches, so many homes were destroyed, homes of Christians. So because of that, there was a call that came to us that said, we need Bibles. And so we sent in a shipment of a couple hundred Bibles to the Christians there. That is a wonderful thing. There's elderly that have lost their Bibles, and you can imagine what it means to get the Word of God back. And then there's the new people who have never read the Bible. When they get a Bible, what do you think happens? They've heard Jesus taught about, but then what happens? They see the real Jesus, and he will always draw people. Once people see who he is, he draws people. That's the amazing thing about the scriptures. And that's why I say it's spiritual fertilizer. Anywhere you spread the scriptures, two things are going to happen. First of all, Christians are going to spring up, and the Christians that are there are going to go deeper. That's why the scriptures are desperately needed and why we send them out into the toughest places in the world as well as the gospel.
You can help provide Bibles through International Christian Concern by using a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Syria is the 15th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. Emmanuel Macron, age 44, was elected to a second term as French president on Sunday evening with 58.8% of the vote, reports France24.com. His conservative challenger, Marine Anne Le Pen, age 53, won 41.2% of the vote in the election. Satellite imagery has revealed what looks like a mass grave outside the port city of Mariupol in eastern Ukraine, reports the Christian Post. It is 20 times larger than another mass grave that was discovered earlier this month in Bucha and could contain as many as 9,000 bodies. The Mariupol City Council has posted satellite images on Telegram that point to the mass grave site located just 12 miles west of Mariupol, which is now largely controlled by Russian troops, reports National Public Radio. Amos 5 verse 24 says, "Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream." 2 months after the federal government eased mask recommendations for most Americans, some colleges have reinstated mask mandates, citing surges in COVID-19 cases on their campuses, reports the Epoch Times. Several prominent institutions, including American University and Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., Columbia University in New York, Johns Hopkins University in Maryland, and Rice University in Texas, to name a few, have brought back indoor mask requirements that were phased out not too long ago. Many of these schools already have vaccine and booster mandates. For example, Columbia required all students and employees to submit proof of their booster vaccination before March, boasting an overall 99.9% compliance rate for the campus community. Yet it now demands that students wear surgical masks in classrooms because of an uptick of COVID-19 cases on campus and elsewhere in New York City. And finally, a 22nd April 9th video of a worship leader, Jonathan Neo, leading people aboard a commercial flight out of Poland, has amassed over 35 million views online, reports the Christian Post. Neo said his group, Kingdom Realm Ministries, based in Philadelphia, received permission from the EasyJet pilot to perform. They sang, "How Great is Our God." Listen. Pastor Jack Jens Jr., who filmed the video, said, quote, "We were on a flight with our team coming back from helping the Ukrainian refugees at the Ukrainian border. Over the last month, we have been giving humanitarian aid, food, and praying with the beautiful people of Ukraine. We were filled with thanksgiving of what God did in our time there. Our heart was to bring joy and hope, as there is so much pain with what's going on in this world," end quote. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 9 says, "Sing to God, sing praises to Him, tell of all His wondrous works." But not everybody was happy that the Christian group praised God. The video really went viral when Muslim Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota posted the clip on her Twitter page on Saturday. She included the caption, quote, "I think my family and I should have a prayer session next time I am on a plane," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, April 25th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.